This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Inshallah, today we will be finishing Surah Al-Ankabut. Next week we're gonna have a break, and then the week after, and then I'll tell you which surah. Inshallah, as you all aware, we had a very disturbing day, subhanallah, today, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us feeling helpless. Sometimes we feel useless, and sometimes we feel there is no hope. And there is always hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never give up the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm getting very disturbing questions, because some people really, either a person who's subhanAllah, and she said, I couldn't work today. I feel we are doing nothing. I think there is no hope. Never ever let this come to you, because that's from shaitan. It's very disturbing. It's very annoying. It's very sad. I mean, there's no words actually. At one point, you feel like the words are useless. But before I start, an amazing how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala planned it, that we are ending with Surah Al-Ankabut, because the end of Surah Al-Ankabut, exactly what we need. Exactly what I and you need today is the end of it. So basically, the most important thing, and I'm going to say it now, and I'm going to say it again in the afternoon, after Isha, we will have the youth program, inshallah. This is not the time to despair. This is not the time to lose hope. This is not the time to say what I am doing. There's a lot we can do. A lot we can do for sure. The result is not in my hand and yours. And when it is going to happen, I have no idea, but I have no doubt Allah will give us victory. That's how we all have to do it. Everybody, young and old, we have to have this faith and yaqeens. It's one of the questions I got today. How can you stay strong in these days? I said, what other day I should be strong? This is the day where I need to be very strong. This is the day where I need to be absolutely steadfast. This is the day where all my faith, everything I learned, everything I taught, I need to use it. What is the point then? If we are just learning and coming to classes, and then the moment Allah tests us, and this is a big test for us, let alone them, right? أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ. What did we learn for the last 8 weeks? أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَيُتْرَكُ أَيَقُولُ أَمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Does people think they will be left to say we believe and they will not be tested? This is a test. This is for you and for me, and of course the people of Gaza and everybody. Anyone has a maroon van from the woman? Because that's where the car is making the noise. So if it is your car, please go ahead and take care of it. Jazakumullah khair. So basically, again, stay strong. Stay connected to Allah. Could be my sin, could be our sins, a lot of istighfar, a lot of salah ala nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, a lot of dua, sincere dua, and don't you ever give up. Don't you ever give up. Whatever you're seeing, it's very disturbing. I mean, if you're following the social media, it's extremely disturbing, least to say. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I said on a Friday, and I will say it again today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing this, allowing this. There is a hikmah in it. I may not see it. I don't know it, because I don't know what is beyond Allah planning. But again, as Muslims, what Allah wants from me and you, stay steadfast, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do the minimum, which what the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is, مَنْ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا, whomsoever see something that is rejected, unaccepted by Allah, change it by your hand, we can't. Change it by your tongue, yes, you can. But you have to be equipped and careful and use your words carefully, not emotionally. If you have emotions, keep it when you speak, especially when you write. I mean, a lot of people are sending me videos posted, and I was like, no, this is too emotional. When you have too much emotion, I'm not talking about a mother losing her child. And I'm talking about people commenting. If there's too much emotion, you lose it. You have to present your emotion, but in a non-emotional way, in a rational way. And the last, but not the least, which majority of us here, is at least you don't be numb and you're rejected in your heart. You never accept it. You never say, well, I'm here, never, because then I did not fulfill the least that Rasul ﷺ wanted me. And I'm seeing it, I'm hearing it. Don't you ever let shaitan do this to you. It's not my business. It is my business. It's an injustice. Just before I came, I had this discussion with a non-Muslim friend of mine. And that's exactly what she was saying. We are hopeless, we're useless, it's injustice. But the only thing, she's a very practicing Christian. She said, the only thing we can do is ask the only one who can change it. So all of us. Now let's go to Surah Al-Ankabut. It's the last verses, and I chose these last verses. Before these last verses, there was a conversation between a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and the mushrikeen, the kuffar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ فَأَنَّى يُؤْفَكُونَ. This is, again, this is nothing related to what we are going through, but this is a common question. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam asked, and Allah asked me to ask because this is a hujjah. This is a proof against those who say Allah doesn't exist. Or they say things and they contradict themselves. Because look at what Allah is saying. وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ, you ask them, who created the heavens and the earth? What they will say. At that time, they يقول وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ, and he facilitated and made the moon and made the sun subservient to me and you. They will say Allah. To be honest with you, they are better than people these days. Because some people these days, what do they say? Mother Nature. They do by themselves. The mushrikeen at that time, they acknowledge there is Allah. And then Allah is asking, and this is, they call it a rhetoric question, very common concept in the Quran, where Allah asks a question, there is no answer. فَأَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ. How can they be pushed away from the reality, from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If I want to apply it today, I will say the following. If I ask you, is Allah Rahim? What are you going to tell me? Absolutely. If I ask you, Allah is Hakim, Allah is wise, what are you going to tell me? فَأَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ. How can you not think otherwise? If you, again, anytime we read the Quran, you have to apply it here on your life. Anytime, I mean, not today just happened to be what we are going through. Then don't, فَأَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ. Do you say to yourself, how can I despair? How can I despair? وَرَبِّي Allah. How can I feel hopeless? And my Lord is Allah. It gives you power. And the second question, no, and then Allah saying this, اللَّهُ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقَدِرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. And then Allah is responding to people, whether you have money or you don't have money. And there is a reason why He's saying this. In case you wonder, why did Allah now suddenly talk about يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ, He spread His sustenance, or He give it to you and He give it to you and doesn't give it to somebody else. There is a reason. It's coming in the two ayat afterward. This is a fact. You and me as Muslims, we have to not only believe, not only acknowledge, again have certainty. You know, in the Quran, there is al-yaqeen, certainty. You know that, right? There is haqqul yaqeen and there is aynul yaqeen, right? Haqqul yaqeen, you know it's true. You know it's true, right? You know you are, but let's say somebody outside, right? Saying to somebody outside, is there is a Tuesday program? That person says yes. But you are aynul yaqeen. You're seeing it. Did you see the difference? Aynul yaqeen is when you see it for sure, certainty. And Allah here is saying, اللَّهُ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. I see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives some people more than the others in many ways. More money, more children, more status, more knowledge, more Quran, more. Why? Why? No, wait. The answer is in the ayah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. He knows. He knows. There's sometimes we have to answer in a way that I don't know. Allah knows. That increases my iman, exactly. I don't have to know everything. In fact, I don't know everything, right? The question I have been asking myself since morning, why I am living here and in comfort, the beautiful weather, the beautiful masjid, right? healthy, and alhamdulillah, and everything. And why the people there are having what you've seen today? Why? Inna Allah bi kulli shay'in alim. Allah knows. There is certain questions we need to stop at it. And I say, fawwadtu amri ila Allah. I submit all my affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next question, which we see it every day. And if you ask them, who sent the rain from the sky and gave life to earth, min ba'di mawtiha, after it was lifeless, layaqulunna Allah. They will say again Allah. Now look at, read it here. Look at how Allah ended this ayah. قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah in the Quran is repeated not only in Al-Fatiha, in the middle of the surahs and at the end of the surahs. Here is almost at the end. Alhamdulillah for what? Who can answer me? Why did Allah say Alhamdulillah? I'm sorry? But why in this verse? Of course, everything is from Allah. I'm sorry? This is not about Muslims. لَإِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ He's talking about the kuffar. He's not talking about me. When you answer, I'm talking about the verse itself. The verse says, وَلَإِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ If you ask them, ask who? Just a second. Ask who? The disbelievers. لَإِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ You ask them, and he did. مَن نَزَّلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً Who sent the rain? And the earth, you see it lifeless. You see it in the winter and then in the spring, life back. لَيَقُلُنَّ اللَّهِ They say Allah. قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ For what الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ No. Just wait. Because I don't want you just to... Don't answer if you do not know the answer. Don't guess with the Quran. I really mean it, because if you guess with the Quran, you may make a major mistake. And I know you don't mean it. You have to be very careful. Alhamdulillah, there is many meanings. If you read the tafsir, you will know it. Alhamdulillah, they acknowledge there is Allah. Alhamdulillah, there is Allah that sends the rain. And you know what the best part? Alhamdulillah, he did not rush in punishment. He doesn't rush in punishment. How many times I and you disobey Allah? How many times? And he doesn't punish me. Right? Alhamdulillah. And then he says, بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ Majority don't comprehend this reality. Majority of us don't comprehend the reality that when I say Alhamdulillah, there's so many things outside me as a person. When you ask me, how are you? I say Alhamdulillah. I'm thinking of me, right? Alhamdulillah, you know, things went well. This is just a little bit. Here, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Now I say, personally, I say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Yahu Allah. Alhamdulillah, I know Allah will never treat me in injustice. Alhamdulillah, Allah is giving me everything, giving us everything, not personally. But then he said, بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ The majority of them don't comprehend. Comprehend what? This is how you read the Quran. When you say, لَا يَعْقِلُونَ They do not comprehend. You're going to say, comprehend what? And say, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah for what? Don't answer general. Answer in the context of the verse. Then you bring the verse and you think of yourself. أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ What? They don't comprehend this reality. That Alhamdulillah. That Alhamdulillah Allah sent the rain. That Alhamdulillah Allah created heavens and the earth. And Alhamdulillah Allah made the moon and the sun subservient to you and me. Alhamdulillah. And then I bring it to myself and I say, Alhamdulillah Allah taught me this. Because if you ask me, or anybody outside ask me, who created the heavens and the earth? I'm going to say, Allah. I need to say, Alhamdulillah. Because not everybody will say this. Now look at, this is, there's two or three landmark verses in Surah Al-Ankabut. And this is one of them, the next one. And how much I need this verse today. Allah described the dunya and the akhirah. And Allah described dunya in the Quran in a lot of details. And I may share a couple of them with you. But let's look at this. وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا مَا, for those of you who know Arabic, مَا is أَدَاتْ نَافِيَةُ تُفِيدُ Al-hasr. When you say nothing, nothing, this life, nothing, if you translate, but. Now look at the life, look at this life that we disobey Allah for, fight each other for, right? Focus on all my energy from morning to evening about it, all my planning about it. True, right? وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Now the creator of this life is telling you the reality. When you buy anything, when you buy the phone, you buy a computer, you buy any appliances or gadgets, what is the first thing you do? You go and read the manual because you don't know what it is, especially if it's new, that just came out on the market. Now the creator of this life and the creator of the afterlife is telling you and me, don't be fooled. Literally, don't be foolish. Don't act foolish. Because this life, nothing but. And look at the but here. And he put lahu wa la'ib, amusement and play. And then in the Quran, it comes sometimes in the opposite. But in the Al-Ankabut, lahu, amusement and play. Who can tell me what is the difference? What is the difference between amusement and play? So many times you've read this? Because it's repeated in the Quran, it's just the sequence differ. لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ أَلَّهُ وَلَعِبٌ. لَهُ is amusement, and لَعِب is a play. Anything amusement is a distraction. And لَعِب is a waste of time. In general, there's so many other things. I'm just giving you an idea. لَعِب is a waste of time. Let's go and play. An amusement is a distraction. This life, and that's what the creator of this life is saying to you and me. This life is nothing. Ma, nafaha, nothing but waste of time, distraction, and taking you away from the real focus. Yes? What is the real focus, Ya Rabbi? The next words, وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. And the hereafter, is the real life, if they only know. In case you wonder, again, we're going to bring it back again to where we are living, especially today. If you really wonder what you have been seeing on the TV, and you have heard the people, right, of Gaza say things, I don't know how can they say these things, because that's what it is. The focus is not this life. The focus is not on this life. I will see you in Jannah if you have seen this. The father says to his children, the physician who saw four of his children in the hospital, they four were dead. And he said, I'll see you in Jannah. That's the focus. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. It's an amusement and play. When you feel it, and when you look at dunya in this way, you will not put all your energy on something that is waste of time and that's a distraction. And you are not putting any of your energy on the real life. الْحَيَوَان is not the animal, because that's another name in the Arabic. الْحَيَوَان is the real life. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ إِنَّ. Look how he's using, subhanah, words or tools of emphasis. وَإِنَّ حَرُف تَوْكِيد. It's an emphasis. And he didn't say الْآخِرَةِ. He said الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ. This is another thing you have to pay attention when you read the Qur'an. Allah sometimes call it only آخِرَةِ, right? But this one says الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ. الدَّار is what? The house. This is the common word in the Arabic language for a house is الدَّار. And especially in certain parts of the world, they call it يعني دارنا, دار, the house. Your final house. الدار الآخرة. The coming house, if you want to use it. If you didn't know this means the other life, you're going to say my real home is there. The real life is there. And what Allah is saying, how did he end it? One of you read it. If they only know. Why did he say if they only know? Because we don't know. We know, but we don't know. I know, but my hal, my daily life, I don't know. I don't act like I am dying this minute and I'm waiting to go for the real life. I don't. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not going to live this life. That doesn't mean I am not going to plan or study or do all what we have to do, because that's what he wants me to do. But my focus will not be this. And the most important thing, لو كانوا يعلمون, if they only know, don't put it number one over the akhirah. And look at my 24 hours and your 24 hours. Remove sleep. How many of that, 18, 16, whatever, is for the akhirah, and how many it is for dunya? You do the math. If they only know. If they only know. And this is one of the things you have to ask. When you read this, you say, Ya Allah, allimni. Ya Allah, teach me. Ya Allah, make me know this fact. Not only when I'm in the class, but when I am outside there, when I'm in the middle of my work, when I'm in the middle of the dunya pulling me, Ya Allah, allimni, remind me that this is only miraj. This is only few days, few hours, few years, right? The boy that you all heard about in Chicago, right? Last Tuesday he was playing. And his mother probably had a lot of plans for him. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. He went shaheed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Are you all with me? Why do you think this verse in Surah Al-Ankabut? Because I'm going to be tested. I am going to be tested in everything, let alone the big, huge tests we are seeing. And especially when the test is in something I don't want, I don't like, or I can't take. Then my focus shifts. If you are thinking of your place in Akhirah, right? I will be like the Sahaba who fought for the Raya, for the flag in the battlefield. I'm not going to be scared. Because this is just temporary. Did you get the point? That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala putting it at the end, because he told me and you will be tested. Get ready. Get ready. So what do I do, Ya Allah? Focus on the Akhirah. The more you focus on the Akhirah, your Iman here will be stronger. The more your Iman is stronger, then you can take it. And then he gives an example of failure. Are you ready for the failure? We all do that. We all do that. How many of you were stuck in an elevator? What did you do? Ask Allah for dua. Ya Allah, get me out. And just get me out. He did. And after a day or two or three or a week, what happened? Back. Right? And look what he said here. Because he knows. He's my creator and yours. He knows. He knows how we think. He knows how shaitan beautify things for us. And he said, فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوا اللَّهَ مُخْلَصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينِ فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. Translation is an example. When they are in the sea, in a boat, how many of you had real turbulence in an airplane? How scary? Ya Allah. Ya, nothing comes out of your mouth. Right? That's it. خلاص. Especially when it gets really bad. Right? That's what he's saying. When they are in the sea, and here he didn't go into the detail. In other places, for Al-An'am and Yunus, he went into the details about it. Right? When the tides or the current becomes so high and they think they will drown, they say, Ya Allah, if you... هذه في يونس والأنعام, this is exactly, أنجيتنا من هذه. If you're going to save us from this, we will be the believers you want. And then Allah says, here, فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ, he saved us. The plane didn't fall, otherwise I will not be talking to you, right? Didn't crash. The elevator opened. Whatever else tough situation you were on, Allah opened it up. What happened? إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. And he didn't say yakfurun. They made partners with Allah. What is the partners? What is the partner? Again, this is for the disbelievers, those who have partners with Allah. Do I have partner with Allah? Absolutely. I don't worship it. I don't do salah to it. But I do salah indirectly. Right? And there's a beautiful poem recently I listened to with the meaning of, I don't remember it very, very well, but they said, people and money is literally an idol that every nation in different language pray to it. So when Allah saved me from the, again, elevator, the plane, whatever it is, I was sick, very sick. And then alhamdulillah, I'm cured. And then I say alhamdulillah, right? 2 days later, three, four, back. Yushrikun. You bring people to become more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more important than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beauty, work, job, children, all this. Because that's a test. Remember, all this surah is about test. That's the biggest test. How truthful I am in my promises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How sincere I am to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the test comes in. Is my culture more important than Allah? Is my beauty more important than Allah, my children? And the answer is, everybody is quiet. The answer, nothing is more important. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. Reality? Reality, right? How many times I miss my salah because I'm working or I'm in college? How many times I don't wake up during the weekend for Fajr because it's weekend, I want to sleep. But I wake up during the week because I'm going to work or I'm going to class. This is what we need to reflect. We need to reflect on this. And then, why? So they are ungrateful. لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا أَتَيْنَاهُمْ. They are ungrateful. وَلِيَتَمَتَّعُوا. Let them enjoy. Ya Allah, how scary هذا. Let them enjoy. Let's enjoy the house, who enjoy the beauty, who enjoy the health, who enjoy the money. فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. And this also repeated concept in the Quran. That doesn't mean, and I want to say this again and again and again, that doesn't mean don't enjoy what you have. Because Allah gave it to me. But don't use it in the way to disobey Him. If He gives me a job, doesn't matter what a job it is. If you're 15 or 16 and you got your first job, how exciting is this? Right? Your first paycheck, how exciting is this? I remember my first one up till this day. How exciting is this? Right? It is. $50, doesn't matter, but it's, right? Don't disobey Allah to get the $50. Whether in your dress code, whether in your salah, whether you're in interaction, or how you will spend the $50. لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا أَتَيْنَاهُمْ. They are ungrateful to what we gave them. And let them enjoy it. وَلِيَتَمَتَّعُوا. Go and enjoy. فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. Two more verses. And the last one is absolutely what we need. أَوْلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا جَعَلْنَا حَرَمًا آمِنًا. This is what applies to us also. What it says. So أَوْلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا جَعَلْنَا حَرَمًا آمِنًا. Allah is saying, don't they see we made a haram that is absolutely safe and serene? Because the kuffar came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. This is in Mecca. And they said, if we're going to be believers, that we will be hurt. The people will hurt us. Does that ring a bell? If we say, I am a Muslim, Islamophobia. If I'm going to speak up, I don't know what will happen, right? And Parveen knows we have been a lot of discussion on that group. And Allah says, أَوْلَمْ يَرَوْا. We made it. We made you safe. And people around them are unsafe. They believe in the falsehood. And then, وَبِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ هُمْ يَكْفُرُونَ. And then the blessings of Allah, they reject. What does that mean? For me and you. The fact I am a Muslim, a believer, connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will protect me. But I need to really, really, what? Believe in it. عَيْنُ الْيَقِينِ. عَيْنُ الْيَقِينِ. As if you are seeing it. As if you are seeing it. It's not like, I'm so worried. Don't speak up. Literally, I had people who come to me and said, don't give these lectures. Don't do that. Really? Really? I know parents have said this to their children. I know neighbors said it to their neighbors. Really? Really? Is that who we are? And then we think Allah will give us victory? Cannot even say a word? So what? What are they going to do to us? If you are focused on the akhirah, I'm not going to say go and fight, but at least stand up in your words. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the opposite. وَمَنْ أَضْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِيبًا. Who does more injustice than the one who says about Allah things that is not true? When somebody says, where is Allah here? Hold on. Don't say this. It's me. It's my shortcomings. I don't know my Rabbi. He's there. He's always there. He's always there. Don't say anything about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala other than what pleases Him, other than what we should say. And the last one, Hadi, it absolutely applies on the people of Gaza. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. And this applies to us, of course, but especially when you go through real difficult time, when you struggle for the sake of Allah. And I'm not talking about fasting and I miss my food. It's a struggle, but it looks very trivial these days when I compare it with the struggles. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. Those who struggle for us, for my path. Struggle means I am going through something very uncomfortable. I don't like it. It's very hard for many people, but I'm doing it only for Allah, including when I put my hijab, including when I pray in the middle of work, including when I'm fasting and iftar is at 9 or 10 Ramadan and you come for Taraweeh and tomorrow is work. Hadi kulla jihad, but apply it now. Those who are in the middle of this, I saw literally before I came, that physician in that hospital that was bombarded today, 4 of his family members, they was brought to the emergency room and he was there. He identified them. Imagine this. And nothing came out. I mean, of course he was very emotional, but nothing came out. Is la ilaha illallah. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. The question for everybody, what jihad I did for Allah. I'm not talking about fighting here at all. What jihad I did for Allah. What did I give up from my comfort for Allah? And then he said, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. There is a lot of emphasis here. لَا مُتَّوْكِيدُ نُونُ التَّوْكِيدُ. There is at least 2 tools he used to emphasize. We will guide you to our way. You know what's guidance to our way? When you see people are so patient. When you see these young people say things you can't imagine. You can't imagine what they are saying, right? When you see somebody here and somebody tell him you're a terrorist and a young man or a young woman stand up and say it beautifully, no, I am not. That's how Allah guide you. لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلْنَا. He will guide you to the right path. Not only that you become a good Muslim, but He will write you to say the right thing, to stay silent when it is better, to speak when it is better, to act when it is better. Don't act when it is better. But this will not happen unless you struggle for the sake of Allah. So the question for everybody in this room and everybody, close to 400 people online, what did we do for Allah as a struggle? For Him only. Especially us living in this comfort life. What a comfort we live in. May Allah make us among the grateful. Enough is the weather. I mean it. We don't even struggle with the weather. Subhanallah. Let alone everything else. What did I do for the sake of Allah that is against my comfort? So He will guide me. Once I do this, and this is actually a statement of emphasis and a result. I struggle for the sake of Allah. I give up my comfort when it is needed for Allah. Not because I don't have it. Not because I don't like it. On the contrary, I like it. I love it. Everybody else is doing it, but I'm not doing it because he does not like it. I give it up for Allah, and it is hard. I'll guide them to my path. And the last one, and this is how he ended the surah, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. You will become people of ihsan, which is you worship Allah as you see him, and if you don't see him, he sees you. The highest level of closeness to Allah is al-ihsan, al-muhsin. إِنَّ لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَةً. Those who act with ihsan becomes a muhsin. You have Jannah, but not only Jannah, or Ziyadah, the extra, which is seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the take-home message for all of us, we will be tested. What we are seeing today and what we're going to, Allah knows what is going to happen in the future. This is part of this life. We will be tested. We as Muslims struggle for the sake of Allah. Wake up for tahajjud if you cannot. Make this dua for them. Make dua for Allah, forgive me. Maybe my dua or yours. One person dua can lift all the suffering of the world. And then I want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ihsan. And the ihsan is when I struggle against myself for the sake of Allah. And this is for the youth and not for the very young people. And I will end up with this. Hasn't time yet come to go back to Allah? What else we will see? What else will happen that will change me? And this is one of the blessings, I call it, on the internet. Because now we are seeing it. We are seeing it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lift the suffering on the people of Gaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them sabr, patience. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them the martyrs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept them with him as martyrs and as shuhada, as martyrs, and he gives them the highest level. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lift this suffering on everyone in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the reason for the end of this suffering. La ilaha illa anta al-halim al-azim. La ilaha illa anta rabbul arshi al-kareem. La ilaha illa anta rabbul samawati wa rabbul ard rabbul arshi al-azim. Keep saying this dua. This is dua of al-karb. This is the dua Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam said it when he, alayhi salatu wasalam, was going through a difficult time. So let's get ready for salah bi-idhnillah. And then after salah, it's mainly for the youth. So give time for the youth. It's going to be a workshop to teach them how to speak, especially in schools and at work. And then if there is more room, absolutely, you're more than welcome to attend. Jazakumullahu khayran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi taslima kathira.
We can't do anything but we